Ladies and gentlemen, we have ACC basketball guru Barry Jacobs on the line, and Barry always follows Carolina basketball, Atlantic Coast Conference basketball, and I would imagine given those two things that you always do, Barry, this has been quite a season for you.
It's been very entertaining, and with more teams in the ACC, there's more entertainment than usual. Unfortunately, on the women's side, it hasn't been so entertaining.
True. Well, we're getting remembrances of the Final Four from all the folks who know basketball and have witnessed it, and I know that you've seen just about as much ACC basketball as anyone. What's your most vivid memory of going to the Final Four and the importance of that event?
Well, I guess since I have actually only been to one, my most vivid memory is the 1994 Final Four in Charlotte, mm-hmm. when Duke lost to Arkansas in the national championship game, with President Clinton, being an Arkansas native, being in the stands, and what a buzz there was. Of course, 20 years later, President Obama picks the field on TV before the tournament, so it's not such a big deal now, but back then it added an extra luster to the games, and that was a very entertaining. I have to say, one thing about this year is that should North Carolina win, it'll be the third time that Duke and North Carolina would have won national championships consecutive years, which is a pretty unusual occurrence.
It certainly is, and we started out, of course, in the NCAA tournament with a chance to have an all-ACC Final Four. Of course, that didn't work out, but we do have an all-ACC semifinal game here between Carolina and Syracuse, and then on the other side, it's Oklahoma and Villanova, which is quite a formidable pair there. I know that, you know, you may have only been to one Final Four, but like me, you've actually seen a lot of Final Four action, and what are your remembrances of Carolina being in the Final Four in the past?
Gosh. I remember games where I thought they were just overwhelmed. I remember games like 1977, which Coach Smith had called the timeout to get Mike O'Korn back in the game. Games like 81, where they beat Virginia in the semifinals, one of the three times, counting this year, the two ACC teams met in the Final Four.
And just an amazing performance from Al Wood in that game against Ralph Sampson, led the Cavaliers with 39 points.
Yes, and actually I wrote about that for this weekend's News and Observer, a takeout on the Final Four. And that's still the record for a semifinal, 39 points by Al Wood.
Yeah, and then Carolina moved on to the championship game against Indiana, and that was kind of a strange day because of the assassination attempt on President Reagan.
Yes, and actually it might be interesting to just write something about all the ways in which ACC teams and presidents coincided in the Final Four, because as I mentioned before, in 1994 there was a cross, and I'm sure there have been other ones. And then, of course, next year, North Carolina did win the national championship, the game where Fred Brown of Georgetown passed the ball to James Worthy by mistake when the game hung in the balance. And then we had a run of a couple of national championships, the first for Mike Krzyzewski, followed by the 93 Carolina national championship, Dean Smith last.
And I always felt bad for Fred Brown for throwing that ball away to Worthy, but not bad enough that I would not celebrate a Carolina championship in 82.
Exactly, and he was another North Carolina kid, so it made it a little more poignant, because I'm sure it would have meant something special to him to beat North Carolina coming from North Carolina.
Sure. In 82, Sleepy Floyd on that same team.
Yes. And then, of course, in the last time two ACC teams played in the Final Four was 2001, mm-hmm. when Maryland was ahead by 22 points in the first half against Duke, and Duke came back to win. And that was amazing. That was 15 years ago since those two teams played. And then we went a while till another ACC team, other than Maryland the next year, winning a national championship all the way to 2005, and then 2009, 2010. Then we had a lull there that was matched the longest in ACC history.
Of course, Carolina has won national championships, and certainly Roy would love to win another one. What are your, as we look at this year's 2016 NCAA Final Four in Houston, what are your thoughts on what Carolina is going to have to do, first of all, to get by Syracuse, and then secondly, win it all?
Well, it may seem simplistic, but I think North Carolina just has to do what it does. Where this team has been vulnerable is when it loses its concentration on doing what it does best, which is play a kind of aggressive swarming defense where everybody keeps moving, and then the same on offense. Play an aggressive offense where everybody keeps moving and where they try and get the ball inside, which is the quintessential North Carolina way to attack the basket. There's been a bunch of talk about how little this team shoots threes, but that's never been a trait of North Carolina basketball. It may be an ancillary trait, but getting the ball to the post is where North Carolina has always excelled and where Dean Smith emphasized that's where the ball needs to go, and it's worked for 50 years.
Yeah, that's for sure. The tried and true.
Yes, and against the zone of Syracuse, it's a little harder to get the ball inside.
Yeah.
But you can do that off dribble penetration, and Carolina has a number of people on the wing who can do that. And then, of course, in Bryce Johnson and Isaiah Hicks, and just recently, Kennedy Meeks, there are big guys who can go up and get a pass or get the ball off the offensive boards or operate if they can get a pass flashing across the lane.
Well, Barry Jacobs, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I always refer to you as the ACC basketball guru. I hope you don't mind that.
That's just because I often sit cross-legged.
And the fact that you've been doing it for a very long time.
Very long.
Barry, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're going to enjoy the Final Four just like we are. Appreciate your sharing your thoughts on WCHL.
Glad to do it.
Barry Jacobs, everybody. I'm Rod Stutz. Carolina basketball coming up in the NCAA Final Four. You'll hear it right here on WCHL.